Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Knoxville School Superintendent Dr. Randy Flack, talking about the school board meeting that took place the evening of the 24th. Then there was a little bit of discussion regarding the legislative report and some bills that are in the legislature, the House and the Senate.
There's so much going on in the legislature right now. It's hard to keep track of the different things that may die or may come up surprisingly down the road.
Sure.
You know, school finance is always one of the major issues that the legislature works with. There's a proposal out there from the Democrats for 6% allowable growth, and there's a proposal from the Republicans not to do anything this year for state supplemental aid for fiscal year 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that there can be some sort of compromise reached between the two parties. You know, it does get concerning that education is becoming just a political ball like everything else. There seems to be very little room for negotiation or compromise on either side, and it's very frustrating to us in schools who have to deal with school budgets. We know that support for public school students in Iowa is in the bottom 12 in the entire country on a per pupil basis. So, you know, we need to look at that, and we need to hope that our legislators will listen to school representatives and do what's in the best interest of kids. There's other legislation out there too, you know, attempts to mandate training for teachers to learn more about reporting and recognizing bullying and harassment, to recognize and suicidal tendencies among students and that kind of thing. Most frequently, it seems that it's the end of the legislative session where we finally learn what's really going to happen and what's not going to happen. And it's important, I think, for all of us to pay attention to what's happening in the legislature and to talk to our legislators about things that are really important. Of course, my emphasis and priorities are with education, but that's something that affects all of us in the community. So I would hope that everyone at least pays a little bit of attention to that.
I recently had a conversation with Representative Hartzell about state supplemental aid, and their position is, well, it's hard to set that budget 2 years out, because then when we get there, the funds aren't there. What's your reply?
Well, it's interesting, because the law was changed in the 90s mm-hmm. to make a two-year projection on allowable growth, because legislators at that time knew that school administrators needed and school boards needed an opportunity to know what the future was going to have. And it's interesting that now all of a sudden that has changed. That was a proposal in the 90s that was supported by Republicans and Democrats. And like I said before, now it's a political game, and no one seems to want to waver or work with the other side. I really think that based on the economic conditions that are out there, that they do know what conditions are going to be in 2 years. Six of the seven economic indicators in the state of Iowa are very, very positive. Yeah, 2 years from now, when they set supplemental aid for 17 and 18, it might not be quite the same picture. That's when you work with maybe not having as much money available. But this excuse about not knowing has never made much difference for school funding in Iowa. In the good years, we still get 2 or 3%. In the bad years, we get 0. To me, it's an excuse. It's a political game, and you know, it makes it very hard for schools to work with budgets if they aren't given some kind of indication as to what that increase in state support is going to be. And the state has taken away all property tax responsibility or impact on state supplemental aid. So it's not like any kind of increase in state supplemental aid means an increase in state local property taxes.
One of the concerns that they brought up, and that he said that was a concern for the legislators, is when they set that, then if the revenue is not there, then their concern is for the schools and the extra work that goes into redesigning that budget that's been set with what they were told they could have.
Then they need to change the law. The right. law says they set it 2 years in advance. They need to change the law. They need to follow the law.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time this morning.
You bet.
Thank you. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Dr. Randy Flack, superintendent with Knoxville Schools, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.